all of us came from loud music scenes and played in loud bands, so you realize that it's more fun to do that and more fun to just play rock and roll music than to sit down with a dobro or something like that. You know?
Ask anyone who's seen them live and they'll tell you, Deer Tick's members have stayed true to their loud roots. And they're not just loud. Deer Tick draws from country and folk traditions to create a world-weary sound that seems a lot wiser than the age of the band members would imply. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, it's Russ Boris. Deer Tick founder John McCauley grew up in Providence with Nirvana and the Dead Kennedys in heavy rotation, but his exposure at age 18 to Hank Williams opened the floodgates to new influences on his writing. Barely out of high school, John hit the road and started putting together a band, and Deer Tick released its debut, War Elephant, in 2007. Born on Flag Day followed in 2009, and a year later, Deer Tick put out the Black Dirt Sessions. For a long time, John was the only official member of Deer Tick, and he still writes most of the songs. But these days, Deer Tick is a full-fledged band that includes guitarist Ian O'Neill, formerly of lo-fi punk outfit Titus Andronicus. Playing live is a big deal for all the band members, and Ian and John told the alternate side's Andrew Hirschman about some of their early live music experiences.
I mean, it's not necessarily, not all the music was very good, but every once in a while you come across a band that was kind of impressive, and they actually had something going for them, and then that was kind of just exciting to see. And just to be able to see shows in places like a floor hockey rink, or like, yeah, floor hockey, street hockey rinks, you know, like, it's just like churches and everything like that. It was, it kind of made it more possible, and I didn't have to set my goals to be a like Kid Rock or something like that, which I want to be now, but before I didn't. So I think that kind of enabled me to give it a shot more when I realized that I set my standards a lot lower.
And he was a friend of mine, and he was a friend of mine. Every time I hear his name, Lord, I just can't keep from crying, 'cause he was a friend of mine, and he died on the road, and he died on the road.
People nail it pretty well. I mean, usually somebody will realize, like, oh, they're a little bit like, you know, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, or they're a little bit like Nirvana, or they're a little bit like, you know, whatever.
And usually we get pretty disappointed if somebody compares you to somebody you don't like, which can happen a lot. But so naturally, I think your natural reaction is, I don't sound like that, you know. That doesn't make any sense. Maybe we do. Maybe we do sound like people we don't like.
So if you need an opinion or some cash to make your rent, well, I could feed our addiction. Talk is cheap. Well, that's it. And our eyes make bridges burn. Those nights are all we've earned. Well, I'm alone. Here's my heart. Now it's your turn.
Deer Tick, live with Now It's Your Turn, and their version of Bob Dylan's He Was a Friend of Mine. Thanks to our producer, Y. Mae Sussman, and hear more Deer Tick at thealternateside.org.